الجنة لمن ترك المراء وإن كان محقا. حضرت أبو أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am the guarantor. I guarantee a person a palace in the outskirts of Jannat who gives up disputing, gives up this fighting. وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًا, even though he is on the right. This person is on the right, he's got all the proof, he's got all the evidence. There's no reason for him to lose what his argument is. But just for the sake of giving up a dispute, this person leaves out disputing. He doesn't go further with the matter, he just drops it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, I'm guaranteeing this person a palace on the outskirts of Jannat. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبُ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا. And I guarantee a palace in the middle of Jannah, he is joking. Even in his jokes also, this person is honest. He may say a joke that may be a funny, but it got truth in what he's saying. There's an element of truth. It's just that the way he said it and he put it across. On one occasion, an old lady came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make dua that I go into Jannah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her, joking with her, he told her that there'll be no old ladies in Jannat. So this woman got very sad. She was an elderly woman. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her there'll be no old ladies in Jannat, so she thought that she won't be going to Jannat. Then he explained to her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you young again. And all the women that go into Jannat, they will be young. They will be young women. So they will be changed from an old shape. They will be made young and then they will be entered into Jannah. So this was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's joke with her. Some people came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a camel once. They needed some camels. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him, take the child of the camel. So then they were a little bit surprised that what can we do with a baby camel? Take a child of a camel. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him, isn't every camel a child of another camel? So even in his joking also, there was an element of truth in it. So this is what this hadith is teaching us, that I guarantee the person a house in the center of Jannat who leaves out speaking lies even when he's joking. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ حَسُنَ خُلُقَهُ حَدِيثٌ صَحِيحٌ. And I, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that I guarantee a palace in the highest ranks of Jannat for that person who has good akhlaq. Good character a person has, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is promising him a palace in the highest levels of Jannat. Who doesn't want this? Highest levels of Jannat. All we need to do is a person needs to have good akhlaq. Today's hadith in Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah uhasinukum akhlaqa. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the people that will be the most beloved to me and the people that will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those ahasinukum akhlaqa, are those people that have the best akhlaq. A person who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a ashik rasul, when he hears something like this, this makes him so happy that on the day of Qiyamah I'll be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if I just bring good character. Who doesn't desire to be with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? We didn't live in his zamana, we didn't live in his era to see him, but at least on the day of Qiyamah we have ummid and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us to see him and be with him. And here he's telling us and informing us that those that will be the most beloved to me and will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah are those that have the best akhlaq. وَإِنَّ أَبْغَضَكُمْ إِلَيَّ وَأَبْعَدَكُمْ مِنِّي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الثَّرْثَارُونَ وَالْمُتَشَدِّقُونَ وَالْمُتَفَيْهِقُونَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained that those people that will be the furthest away from me on the day of Qiyamah are those ones that talk excessively. Speech is such a thing, we don't realize how dangerous it is. Yeah, a person can be the furthest from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just because of his speech. A person is speaking excessively, and the reason he's speaking is not just that he's happy or something, but to boast and to show off that I have to say something, I have to have my say, I have to have the first say and I have to have the last say. And the next Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is that person that brags a lot. He just talks and keeps on bragging about himself and he brags. And then third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said was al-mutafayhiquna. Qalu ya Rasulullah qad alimna, sahaba said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we know what is the sartharuna wal-mutashaddiquna. We know what is the person that talks excessively and that person that brags. But what is this mutafayhiquna? قال المتكبرون نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام said that المتفيهقون is that person that he is arrogant and he's proud, and because of his arrogance and his pride, he speaks in a certain manner. He speaks in a manner to show his superiority. Sometimes it's with a twang, sometimes he speaks with an American accent, sometimes he speaks with this accent, deliberately speaking, not that it's coming out naturally, he's just speaking with an accent, you know, to try and impress the people, to show how good he is and how what his stage is, what his status is, and to get the attention of people. So deliberately he starts changing his accent and his way of talking to try and impress people and show his barai. So that's what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, is al-mutafayhiquna. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Sometimes in our speech we may say little, but in that little also causes a lot of harm, and there is a lot of a lot of insincerity in what a person says. We might just say that, you know, with regards to such and such a person, for example, we talk about a person with the name of Yusuf. We say, well, as far as Yusuf is concerned, it's better I don't say anything. I'd rather not open my mouth about him. When I open my mouth, I might say too many things. That's all a man says. I'd rather not open my mouth about him. If I open my mouth, I might say too many things. So if you just look at his speech, outwardly, it doesn't look like he said anything wrong. But the way he said it, I'd rather not open my mouth about this fellow, because if I open my mouth, I might say too much. Automatically, that in itself is ghibat, and that in itself is a way and a style of speaking bad about somebody. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also showing us how you say it also. So there's two things with regards to speech. It's what you say and what manner and what style you say. And all these people, in the hadith didn't speak about what they said, but it's the manner that they're speaking that will cause them to be far away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Pak save us all. Give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.